right away and turned around and healed them.
耶稣没有马上停下来，转过身来医好他们。
He made them work for it.
耶稣让他们去努力。
He tested their faith. Do you really believe I can?
耶稣考验他们的信心，你们真是否真的相信我能够？
They kept following him.
瞎眼的就继续不断跟着耶稣。
Because the other blind man, with blind Bartimaeus.
另外一个瞎眼的，就是瞎眼的巴迪买。
He didn't ask him if he believed.
耶稣没有问他相不相信。
He just received his cry and in his own faith he healed him.
耶稣就是接受了他的呼喊，因他自己的信心就医治他。
But this time Jesus didn't use his own faith; he used their faith.
但是这次耶稣没有用自己的信心，用的是他们的信心。
So do you believe I can do this?
问他们说，你们是否信我能够做这件事情
？Well, then according with your faith.
然后按着你们的信心
，receive it.
你就接受吧。
And they did have faith because they did receive it. And if they didn't have faith, they wouldn't receive it.
他们确实有信心，因为他们接受。如果他们没有信心的话，他们就不会接受了。
And they had that wonderful gift of light.
他们有那奇妙的光的恩赐。
And it was valuable.
而且是很有价值的。
Not only because they had to work for it.
不只是因为他们是努力得来的。
But because it was such a wonderful miracle.
而且因为是何等奇妙的神迹。
Out of darkness into light.
脱离黑暗，进到光明里。
Terrible, terrible bondage and oppression and depression.
脱离那个。
Everything black, black.
脱离了那个很深很深的捆绑还有压制一切一切都是黑暗的黑暗的你所到的每一个地方都是黑暗的
Every step you take, danger.
你所走的每一步都是危险的
And you have no way to protect yourself.
你没有办法保护自己
So vulnerable.
很容易受伤害
You live in constant fear.
你活在不断的惧怕里面
And you live constantly, how should I say, concerned thatAnybody, anything can touch you and hurt you and reach you. You're so vulnerable. You have no protection.
而且你生活的时候一直很在意，是不是随时有任何人、任何东西都可能摸着了你、碰到了你，就会受伤害。
Right.
你没有办法防卫自己。
And then that wonderful gift of light.
然后那个奇妙的赏赐的光。
And Jesus said, "Now just be quiet about it. Don't tell anybody."
耶稣跟他们说：“你们不要讲，不要告诉任何人。”
But I don't read they obeyed that.
但是我没有读到说他们听了话。
When they went out of that place, they told everybody, every place.
当他们出去了，就把这件事情到处告诉别人。
我
本来是瞎眼的，我现在看见了。
And I don't know. Maybe Jesus thought they would do that.
我不晓得，或许耶稣想他们会这样做。
Because sometimes you tell a person not to do it, that's the thing he's going to do.
因为有时候你告诉一个人不要做什么事情，他就是会做那个事。
Whether that is so or not, we can only guess that.
不管到底是不是这样子，这个我们只能够用猜的。
But one thing I know.
但是我知道一件事。
Not only did he believe Jesus could do it.
他们不只相信耶稣能够做。
He did it.
他做了。
And he said, "I'm God."
他说我是神。
I am light.
我是光。
I can open blind eyes.
我能够开瞎子的眼。
Not only the eyes in our physical eyes,
不只是我们身体的眼睛
but he can open eyes in our spiritual man.
他也能够开我们灵里面的眼睛
That's why I was mentioning about the testimony.
这就是为什么我在讲那个见证
Peter said, "Having not seen, you love."
就是我们前面提到见证，就是说你们虽然没有看见他，却是爱，不是用你的肉眼看到他。
We have another set of eyes.
但是我们有另外一组眼睛。
And then we see how wonderful he is.
然后我们就看到他是何等奇妙。
We see how beautiful he is.
看到他是何等的美丽。
We see how powerful he is.
看到他是何等的有能力。
We see how full of love he is.
我们看到他是怎么样充满了爱，充满了怜悯。
And how full of grace.
充满了恩典。
That's what these men asked these blind men.
这就是这个瞎这些瞎眼的人。
They didn't say heal us.
他没有说医治我们。
They said have mercy on us.
他只说可怜我们。
We are miserable.
我们是很悲惨的。
We are helpless.
我们是无助的。
We are vulnerable.
我们容易受伤害。
We are in a very sad state of existence.
我们是我们的存在的光景非常的悲惨。
Have mercy.
求你怜悯。
Do something about it.
求你来做一点事情。
And he did.
他做了。
And he showed us that God is merciful.
他跟我们显明神是蛮有怜悯的。
He answered their prayer.
他应允他们的祷告。
It did touch him.
这确实让他感动。
He wasn't hard-hearted.
他不是硬着心的。
He didn't say, "What have I got to do with you?"
他没有说我跟你们有什么关系。
You're not my friends. I don't know you.
你们不是我的朋友，我又不认识你们。
I'm not going to waste my power on people I don't even know.
我不要把我的能力浪费在我甚至不认识的人身上。
You don't belong to my church.
你不属于我的教会的。
Most of us believe you don't belong to my church, you have no right to anything.
我们会一大部分人认为说，他如果不属于我们的教会，他就没有任何权利得到什么。耶稣没有这样说，他没有说任何这样子的话。
He just said, "I will."
他只说我肯。
He just touched them.
就摸着了他们。
And his touch is wonderful.
他的触摸是奇妙的。
Touch of God is wonderful.
神的触摸是奇妙的。
It's so full of mercy.
充满了怜悯。
It's so full of mercy and,
充满了怜悯。
And mercy is love in action.
怜悯就是爱。
Mercy is love doing something for us.
怜悯就是爱为我们做一些事。
Mercy is God reaching out and touching us in a way that will change our life.
怜悯就是神伸出了手，摸着我们，改变我们的生命。
For the better.
使我们生命变得更好。
Mercy in this case was giving light.
怜悯在这个情况下是四下光。
Mercy was bringing out that terrible distress and misery of their lives.
怜悯把他们生命中很可怕的沮丧跟悲惨都带走了。
And giving the gift of light.
把光的恩赐赏给了他们。
And the most wonderful gift God can give to any man or any woman is light.
神能够给任何男女最奇妙的礼物就是光。
He is the Father of lights.
他就是众光之父。
And James tells that every good, every perfect gift is a gift of light.
雅各书告诉我们，所有美善的恩赐、完备的赏赐都是光的赏赐。
And our eyes get better and can see clearer and clearer.
我们的眼睛就会越来越好，看得越来越清楚。
God is light.
神就是光。
And he has mercy on our darkness.
他怜悯我们的黑暗。
He knows we see very little.
他知道我们看得非常少。
You say, well, why doesn't he change us?
你说为什么神不改变我们呢？
Well, one reason is,
原因之一是
we don't do what these men did.
我们没有做这些人做的事情。
They don't follow him and keep praying and insisting, I want what I want.
因为我们没有坚持地跟随着他，然后说我要一定要我得一定要得到的。
I want mercy.
我要怜悯。
And they kept going.
他们继续走。
And he kept walking.
耶稣继续走。
And they kept following.
他们就继续跟着。
And he didn't answer them.
耶稣没有回答他们
so they cried all the more.
所以他们就更加的呼喊
And they got what they want.
他们得着了所要的东西
God is that way with us sometimes.
有时候神对我们是这样子的
He will not answer us.
神不会垂听我
们 But his purpose isn't saying no.
但是他的目的不是说不
His purpose is keep going.
他的目的是你说你继续走
Keep after me.
你继续跟追我
Because I want you to get to the place where I can do it for you.
因为我要你到一种程度使我能够为你做
I want to get to the place where you really, really want it so that I can really give it to you and it will mean much to you.
我要你到一种程度使你真的很想很想要使我好让我能够给你给你以后
you
对你来说是很有意义的
God is a person.
神是一个位格
He's not just a blind power.
他不是一个盲目的能力
He deals with each one of us differently.
他对待我们每一个人都不同。
We can't copy anybody else.
我们没有办法模仿任何人。
You are you and you're nobody else.
你是你，你不是别人。
And God will deal with you like he's going to deal with you.
神会对待你就按照他要对待你的方式。
And often we hear a testimony or see what God's doing so, oh, I wish God would do that for me.
常常我们听到一个见证，听到神为某个人做的事情，我们说啊，我真希望神也能够为我做那样的事情。
Or we see somebody with a mentor, oh, I wish I had that.
啊，或是我们看到有人有什么东西，我们说哎，我也希望我有那样的东西。
Nothing wrong with that.
这个没有什么错。
But we usually forget it a couple of days.
但是我们通常过几天就忘掉了。
But it's something you really, really, really want.
但是如果这是你真正真正要的东西
Well then, go after it.
那么你就去追它，追求它。
The old people of God in the early part of this century when the Holy Spirit was fresh on everybody.
在这个世纪初比较老的属神的人当圣灵还很新鲜的在每个人身上的时候
We used an expression.
我们用一种说法
Praying through.
就是说祷告透彻或者祷告到底
To pray through all the opposition.
就是能够祷告透彻穿过所有的抵挡
To pray through all the whatever is necessary to get to where you want.
能够祷告透彻经过所有必须的东西才能够得着你所要的
Get the answer.
直到你得到了答案。
When I was still a very young man,
当我还很年轻的时候
I learned that you can pray things through.
我就学会了你可以把事情祷告到底。
You keep on praying and you keep on praying, you keep on praying.
你就继续祷告，继续祷告，继续祷告。
In fact, some children learn that.
事实上，有的孩子也学会了这一点。
If they want something bad enough, they keep after their mother or father.
如果他们想要一样东西非常想要，就继续不断的在
后面要。And every day, and every day, and
every day. 每天就一直要，一直要，一直要。
Until finally, the mother or father gives us, oh well.
直到父母说好吧。
Okay, you can have it.
好吧，给你了。
I'm tired of fighting you.
我已经累了，不想要再跟你争了。
When my son Robert was about 10 or 12 years of age,
当我的儿子 Robert 差不多10岁、12岁的时候
，he wanted a horse.
他想要一匹马。
Well, I wasn't going to get him a horse.
我不要给他一匹马。
And we did not live on a farm.
我们也不是住在农场的。
We lived in a kind of a, what would you call a newly constructed area.
我们是在住在一个刚刚建好的地区。
There's still many open lots.
还有很多空地。
But the lots weren't large.
但是那个空地不大。
And I had no room for a horse.
我没有地方可以放。
I had no money for a horse.
放马，我也没有钱去买马。
I had no time for a horse.
我也没有时间去照顾马。
I had no inclination for a horse.
我也不喜欢马。
And I wasn't going to get him a horse.
我不要给他去买一匹马。
Every day I want a horse.
每天都说我要马。
If you want a horse, you go pray for one.
如果你要马的话，你去祷告来好了。
God was stronger than I am.
神比我强。
So he went and prayed every day.
所以他就每天去祷告。
I want a horse.
我要马。
Go pray for one.
你去祷告好。
And he did.
他照做。
And I guess a month or two.
我说大概过了一两个月。
And one day,
有一天
a nice horse appeared.
有一匹很好的马出现了。
Eating grass in the front of our yard.
在我们的前院吃草。
And Robert was delighted.
Robert 好高兴。
God had answered my prayer.
神应允了我的祷告。
And he played with that horse, he cared for that horse.
他就跟那匹马玩，照顾那匹马。
For 3 or 4 months.
差不多有3-4个月的时间。
And then the owner came for it.
然后那个主人来找了。
But by then he was tired of it.
不过那个时候呢，Robert 玩的马也玩厌了。
But God gave him a horse.
但是神给了他马。
I wouldn't, so God did.
我不愿意给他，所以神给了。
But he pestered God.
但是他去
every day.
每天就去跟神吵。
And he pestered me every day.
他每天也跟我吵。
I wasn't going to do it.
我不要做。
But God did.
但是神做了。
He had a way of doing things.
神有办法来做事情。
Sometimes God does that.
有时候神这样做。
Sometimes we just ask once and he does it.
有时候我们只求了一次，神做了。
Don't get discouraged.
你不要灰心。
If you really want something, you really need something.
如果你真的想要一样东西，真的需要一样东西。
And you pray, and you have someone else to pray with you, and you pray so hard.
你祷告了，你叫别人跟你一起祷告，你拼命的祷告，没有事情发生。
I guess God don't want you to have it.
为什么神不给我呢
？Go back the next day.
第二天再回去。
Do the same thing all over again.
整个事情又从头来过，再做一次。
And where he goes in church.God, you know what I want.
当你去教会了，你说神啊，你知道我要什么。
And when you say grace over your meals,
当你在谢饭的时候
，be sure and put that little phrase in there.
你确定要把那小小的那句话放到里面。
And when you get up in the morning,
当你早上起床了
，Good morning, Lord. There's a thing I want to remember you about.
早安，有一件事情我要提醒你的。
They kept following him.
他们就不断地跟着耶稣。
I don't know how many blocks he walked.
我不晓得耶稣走了几条街。
I don't know how far it was.
我不晓得走了多远。
But it must have been a ways.
但是一定相当远。
Because the way it says it.
因为他这样子圣经上这样说的。
And finally, he went in the house, shut the door, said, "Forget it."
终于他进了房子，把门都关上了。哎呀，不管了。
But.
但是。
He didn't lock the door.
但是他没有把门锁住。
哈哈哈哈。He didn't lock the door.
他没有把门锁住。
And those blind men walked right up and opened the door and walked in.
那些瞎眼的人就走到门前，把门打开来进去了。
Jesus, thou son of David, you're here.
耶稣大卫的子孙啊，你们在这里呀。
Mercy.
怜悯啊。
Do you really believe I can open your eyes?
你们真的相信我能够开你们的眼睛吗？
Yes.
是的。
Well, you've got it.
你得到了。
And they had it.
他们就得到了。
He doesn't work always the same way.
他不是总用一样的方式做工
的。We have to learn his ways.
我们必须学习他的方式。
That's what Moses' prayer was.
这就是摩西的祷告。
Show me your ways.
求你将你的道指教我。
So I can learn to know you.
好让我能够认识你。
And his ways are different.
他的道是不同的。
But his intentions are always the same.
但是他的用意总是一样的。
I want to give you light.
我想要把光赐给你。
I want to give you every blessing your faith can receive.
我想要把你的信心能够得到的每一个祝福都给你。
He came.
他来。
To completely fill our life with blessing.
他来就是要将我们的生命充满了祝福。
And you find promise after promise after promise in the scriptures.
你发现在圣经里面的应许一个又一个。
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
Because he's full of grace and full of mercy.
因为他满有恩典真理。
But some things come easy.
有些东西来得容易。
Some things don't come easy.
有些东西来得不容易。
I had one prayer, I remember.
我记得我有一个祷告。
I prayed 2 years.
我祷告了两年。
I'll tell you a little bit about it.
我跟你们讲一点点。
We had an orphanage and a Bible school.
我们有一个孤儿院，还有一个圣经学校。
We didn't have a car or a truck. We had a bicycle.
我们没有车子，也没有卡车，我们只有脚踏车。
Town was about 5 miles away.
那个镇上离我们差不多有5英里远。
And I got pretty tired of bringing home sacks and baskets on the handlebars and on my shoulders and on the back of the thing and bringing things home for the institute and all the things we needed. If I make 3-4 trips a day.
我一天都要走3-4趟，然后那个脚踏车前面的手把也装满了东西，背上也装满了东西，后面也装满了东西，每天要跑3-4趟。
God,
我这样做已经觉得很累了，所以我说神啊，我们需要辆车。
Only problem was, we didn't have any money.
但是我们没有钱。
And I was praying about it, and God gave me a promise.
我就为这个事情祷告，神给我一个应许。
He said he'd give us one.
他说就在这里。
But I'd have to pray for it.
但是我必须为这个祷告。
Oh, wonderful.
很好。
And he said I have to pray every day.
神告诉我说必须每天祷告。
Okay.
好吧。
2-3 months went by.
过了2-3个月。
No car.
没有车子。
A year went by.
过了1年。
No car.
没有车子。
A year and a half went by.
过了1年半。
No car.
没有车子。
2 years went by.
过了2年。
No car.
没有车子。
Then we had a visitor from the United States.
后来有一位从美国来的访客。
He was a very fine preacher at a very large church.
他是一个大教会很好的牧师。
And he came and we picked him up the hotel at the airport with a taxi.
我们就坐计程车到机场去接他。
He had just purchased a brand new suit.
他刚刚买了一套全新的西装。
And he sat in that taxi.
他坐在那个计程车里面。
And in Argentina, taxis are pretty old.
在阿根廷的计程车都很老的。
And it had a broken spring and it ripped his coat.
那那边有一个破的弹簧把他的衣服给弄裂了。
And the next day we got in another taxi and halfway where we wanted to go, it had a flat tire.
那第二天我们找了另外一辆计程车才走了半路那个车子爆胎了。
And the next day we got on a bus.
然后第二天我们就去坐公车。
And a rainstorm came.
雨就下了大雨。
And the bus got stalled.
那个巴士就停下来了。
We get out the rain and walk.
我们必须在雨中停下来去走。
He was angry.
他很生气了。
Why don't you have a car?
你们为什么没有车子?
I'm going to have.
我说我将会有的。
Well, when?
什么时候？
Oh, pretty soon now.
很快了。
Well, who's getting it for you?
谁要为你们买呢？
Well, the Lord's going to do that for us.
主会为我们做这个事情。
Well, what church is raising money for you?
有什么教会在为你们募款呢？
None.
没有啊。
Well, what society is helping you out?
有哪一个团体在为你们在帮你们的忙呢？
None.
没有。
Well, who's organizing it for you?
谁在为你们组织呢?
Nobody.
没有人。
He looked at me.
他看着我。
He said, oh, I suppose you think God is just going to let it down out of the sky.
哦，我想你以为神就会把车子从天上给这样子垂下来哦。
He laughed at me.
他笑我。
So he went home.
所以他回家了。
I got before God. I said, all right, God, I've had it.
我说我到我就告诉
你。You heard what he said.
说神啊，我已经受够了。
Now,
你听到他所说的。
Now if I made a mistake in this, fine, I make a mistake.
如果这件事情我搞错了，好吗？我搞错了。
If I, you have promised a car, if you're going to give it to me,
你答应了要给我车子，如果你要给我的话，
that was about Thursday.
那差不多是礼拜四。
I give you to Monday to do three things.
我就给你到礼拜一，要你做三件事。
One, I want a confirmation.
第一个，我要一个印证。
Two, I want somebody to give me some money that I don't even know and they don't know me.
第二个，我要有不认识我的人，我不认识他们，也不认识我的人给我钱。
And three,
第三样。
I don't want any time payments. If you're going to give it, you're going to give it.
我不想要任何的分期付款，你要给就是给。
If not, this is it.
不然的话，到此为止。
Ciao. Nothing happened.
没有事情发生。
Monday, I went to the post office. It was the last day.
礼拜一，最后一天了，我到邮局去。
And there was a letter.
有一封信。
Had $10 in it.
里面有十块钱。
I didn't know who it was.
我不晓得是谁。
And I'd already said, God, I don't care what the amount is. I just want somebody to do that. I don't know. They don't know me.
我不在乎那个金额有多少。我只是说神，我希望是有一个我不认识他也不认识我的人给的钱的。
Well, and the next one was.
下一个。
Next that I opened.
我打开下一封信。
We have been told by a friend of yours that.You need a car.
说我们那个信上说我们有一位你的朋友告诉我们说你们需要一辆车子。
Now we have set aside a certain sum of money to give to the mission field.
我们本来已经把一笔钱分别开来要送到宣教场。
We have no idea what a car costs there.
我们不晓得在那边车子的花车子要花多少钱。
But if the amount that you need is exactly the amount we have already.Set aside.
但是你们所需要的那个金额，就是我们早就已经分别开来的那个金额。
We'll take that from the Lord. That's for you.
如果是这样子的话，我们就要从主接受。
Well, it was confirmation, but I knew that wouldn't be mine.
我如果是这样子的话，我们就接受从主来的，认为说这个是要给这个钱要给你们的。
Because cars there cost three times what they do up here.
但是我想说这个是行不通的，因为在那里的车子的价钱是在这里的三倍。
So we knew that our amounts wouldn't match.
所以我们知道这个数额不会相符合。
And furthermore,
而且
I had already said, God, I want no time payments.
而且我早就跟神说，神啊，我不想要有。
That was my agreement with God.
不想要有分期付款，这是我真实讲好。
So if I set the amount here, I'd have a time payment.
所以如果说我这边先跟他讲好了，但是我后来才要付，这样不行。
So forget it.
所以不要管了。
So I wrote them, thanked them.
所以我就写信给他们，谢谢他们。
And said as the amounts here were so different from up there, we realized that it would not concur. They would not be equal, even.
我就跟他们讲说，因为在这边这个车子的价钱跟在那边很不一样，所以我们知道说这个不会一样的。
But we appreciate their letter and that they cared for us.
但是我们还是说谢谢他们，谢谢他们关心我们。
And I mentioned this sum, which was quite a large sum, considering what a car costs here.
我就提了一个数目，那个数目在这边来讲，对于车子的价钱来讲是非常大的。
I forgot about it.
我忘了这件事情。
About 15, 20 days, maybe 30 days went by.
差不多过了过了差不多半个月还是一个月。
And I got an ordinary airmail letter.
我就收到了一封普通的航空信件。
It wasn't certified, wasn't special delivery, just ordinary letter.
那个没有经过挂号，没有经过什么特别的。
It was the same people.
是从同样的人来的。
And the letter said,
他们的信上说
the amount was exactly right.
这个数目刚好对了。
And in it was a check for the full amount.
里面就有一张支票是全额的。
It came right out of the clouds, airmail.
就是从云里面下来的。
2 years.
2年。
Why did God wait 2 years? I don't know.
神为什么等2年？我不知道。
I wish I knew a lot of things I don't know.
有很多我不知道的事情，我真希望知道。
But I do know,
但是我确实知道。
He answers prayer.
他应允祷告。
I learned long ago, if you really want something,
我很早以前就学会。
Pray through.
如果你真的要样东西，你就祷告到底，你就跟着他。
Every day if you want to.
如果你要的话，
每天跟着。Three times a day if you want to.
如果你要的话，也可以一天三次。
That's what these blind men did.
这就是这些瞎眼的人做的事情。
And they got what they wanted.
他们得着了他们要的。
Father, I thank you.
天父，我感谢你。
You love to give good gifts to your children.
你爱把好的礼物赐给你的孩子。
You love your children.
你爱你的孩子。
You care.
你关心。
And we have to come on that basis that yes, you will answer.
我们必须以这个基础来，就是说，是的，
Many times you will delay.
你会应的，常常你会迟延。
Many times times aren't right.
常常时候不对。
Many times you have to do things in us before you can give us what we want.
常常你必须先在我们里面做工，才能够给我们想要的东西。
But you hear our prayer.
但是你垂听我们的祷告。
And you didn't get angry with these blind men.
你没有生这些瞎眼的气。
They wouldn't give you any peace.
他们让你不得安宁。
They wouldn't give you any rest.
不让你不得休息。
They shouted at you all through the streets.
他们在街上一路喊着你。
But you waited.
但是你等。
It even looked like you were shutting the door and said, "Get out of my life."
甚至看起来好像你把门关上说，说你们离开我的生活吧。
But you weren't.
但是你不是这样子的。
Because you left the door unlocked.
因为你没有把门锁上。
And waited to see what they would do.
你等着看他们要怎么做。
And you were pleased with what they did.
他们所做的事情很讨你的喜悦。
And immediately, you turned to them.
立刻你就转身向着他们。
When you saw that they believed, you gave them that most wonderful, wonderful gift of light.
当你看到他们相信，你就把那最奇妙、最奇妙的光的赏赐赐给了他们。
Went away.
所有的黑暗都离开了。
Lord, I remember when I was very, very blind.
主，我记得当我非常非常瞎眼的时候。
I cried and cried and called for 6 months.
我呼求、呼求、呼喊、呼喊了六个月。
Give me light.
求你把光赐给我。
Take me out of my world of darkness and give me light.
求你带我脱离黑暗的世界，把光赐给我。
And I cried every day.
我每天都呼喊的。
And I'll never forget the day.
我永远忘不了那一天。
When you walked by where I was.
当你经过我在的地方。
Said you believe?
说你信吗？你信我能做这事吗
？And I cried yes, Lord.
我喊着说是的主啊
And you opened my eyes.
你开了我的眼
You gave me light celestial, light heaven of heaven.
你给了我天上的光
And I've never had to walk in darkness since then.
从那个时候开始我再也不必行在黑暗中了
The light of life.
生命的光
I thank you.
我感谢你
I thank you, I thank you.
我感谢你感谢你
God let everyone here realize.
神让在座的每一位
you are good, you answer prayer.
都知道你是良善的你应允祷告
You take our darkness away, you give us light.
你把我们的黑暗拿走把光赐给我们
You hear us when we call.
当我们呼求的时候你听见了
Even if you don't answer right away, you still hear.
即使你没有马上的应允你还是听见
And let us not get discouraged.
让我们不要灰心
Or turn aside.
或是离开了
But follow you right inside your house.
而是继续地跟随你到你的房子里
And keep on calling.
继续不断的求告
Until you answer.
直到你应允
I ask in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名求
Amen.
Amen.